This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The end of this week marks the end of June, which marks the end of the fiscal year for many companies. It also marks the end of federal funding for highway construction and other transportation projects. Unless, of course, lawmakers in Washington can agree on an extension of the transportation bill. Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports on what's at stake.
Congress could use some cheerleading this week. Give me a C!
C!
Give me an O!
O!
Why? Well, it's got a lot of work to do. Pete Ruan heads the American Road and Transportation Builders Association.
There would be suspension of contracts throughout the 50 states, which would lead to layoffs of workers.
He doesn't think it'll come to that. Neither does Robert Puentes from the Brookings Institution.
It would truly be disastrous for the program to simply just expire.
One answer might be a short-term extension, which Puente says could be tough on local governments.
These are not short-term kind of projects. They take years, they take months, and there's construction seasons that happen. So there is a level of predictability that states and cities and metropolitan areas genuinely need.
Congress could also pass a multi-year plan, and there are rumors that a deal is close. One hang-up, House Republicans want approval of the contentious Keystone XL oil pipeline as part of the legislation. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.